the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Okay. We welcome you back to Southern High School as we get ready to move into the second half of our basketball doubleheader, the Sacred Heart Irish boys facing the Southern High Raiders. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, getting settled in for the second ball game of the evening. In the game completed a few minutes ago, the girls' varsity from Sacred Heart got the win over Southern, the final 57-27, Sacred Heart girls with the win. In the boys' JV contest earlier this evening, Sacred Heart with the win in boys' junior varsity, 45-27. Another score we have for you at halftime in Pawnee City. The Pawnee City girls are leading Lewiston 30-5. That's a halftime score. Pawnee City over Lewiston 30-5 at the half. We'll have another scoring update for you on that one a little later, courtesy of our friend R.J. Hickey in Pawnee City passing those scores on to us. Well, the game coming up, the Sacred Heart Irish, 8-6 on the year against the Southern Raiders, who are 5-6. Let's look at the starting lineup for the Southern Raiders. They'll go with Alex Meese. Alex is a junior. Cyan Singleton. Singleton, a senior. Cooper Warford. You'll hear a lot of Cooper's name. He's a pretty good basketball player. Tony Prunetta. Prunetta is a senior. And Matt Walk. Walk is a senior. That's the starting five for Coach Aaron Whitwer. The Southern Raiders, as we said, are 5-6 on the year. For your Sacred Heart Irish, 8-6 on the season, coached by head coach Doug Golds. He'll go with Cole Taft. Taft averages 9.2 points per ballgame. Jack Stice. Stice averaging 11.8 points per contest. Brendan Lemrond. Lemrond, a sophomore, 5'9", putting in 4.9 points per game. Joe Simon, a 6'4 senior, 13.1 points per contest. And James Freshel. Freshel, a 6'1 senior, averaging 6.1 points per ballgame thus far for the Irish. As we said, the Irish are 8-6, the Southern Raiders 5-6. But, folks, I was down talking with Aaron Whitwer, the head coach for Southern, a minute ago. His players have not seen action since the first round of the Mudecas tournament. They had a couple of games scheduled since then that got stormed out because of the snowstorms. He said they've only been able to hold five practices because of bad weather, and they haven't played once again since the first round of the Mudecas tournament. So he's very concerned about what that long layover is going to do for his kids here, since they haven't played any basketball for quite some time. Getting set to meet the starting lineups on the PA system, we'll step aside for a 1 minute break. We'll be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair wants to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and wants to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Nice sized crowd on hand tonight here in Wymore, considering the weather outside, the freezing mist that we've been having. A lot of people here, a good turnout from Sacred Heart, also a good representation made the trip up from Falls City. Meeting the starters right now for the Southern Raiders. Again, for the Irish, it'll be Taft, Stice, Lemrond, Simon, and Freshel. For the Raiders, Alex Meese, Cyan Singleton, Cooper Warford, Tony Prunetta, and Matt Watt. A big welcome to our listeners here in the Wymore area, listening in on MSCSports.net. as well as our usual listeners back in Falls City here on Sunny 101.3. Stepping in to jump it up will be Joe Simon. He'll go against Cooper Warford in the center circle. The official steps in, ready to tip it up. We're underway. Irish will control the tip. The ball is safe from going out of bounds, and coming up with the basketball is James Freshel. Freshel feeds a pass up here to Brendan Limron. He'll set the offense. Looks like a man-to-man defense here. Check that. They're stepping back into a zone for Southern High. Try to lob it inside. Warford comes up with a steal. Cooper Warford down court to the free throw line. Pulls it out to set the offense. Limron comes out to pick him up defensively. Goes to Singleton over at the top of the key on the right side. A cross-court pass to Fernetta. Fernetta bounce pass into Meese. Meese feeds it underneath. Shot is up off the glass and good by Matt Walk. Walk, the big senior underneath, looks like a left offensive tackle. Went in there and did a great job putting that off the glass. Here's the ball tipped away out of bounds, touch last by Southern. And it'll stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart will play it in forecourt on the side. Southern with the early lead here, 2-0. Inbound the ball all the way up to the top of the key. They lob it into Brendan Limron. Limron has the ball taken away from him, gets it back. Looking for Freshel at the top of the key. Freshel with a long three. Got it. James Freshel nails a three from the top of the circle. The Irish with their first lead of the ball game. Sacred Heart goes up 3-2 with 6:52 to play in the first quarter. Here come the Raiders down court with the ball. Pernetta up to Warford. Warford to Singleton. Singleton off the glass, lays it up and good. Cyan Singleton with the lay-in. It's 4-3. Southern back up by one. Now Freshel to the right side. Limron into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Had it down to Jack Stice. Across court pass. Law pass comes back once again to Limron. Limron flips it over to the left wing. They go to the corner. Cole Taft feeds it inside the paint. Ball is tipped away. Touch last by Freshel. And the basketball is going to belong to the Southern Raiders. 4-3, Irish up, 6 minutes, 15 seconds of play, first quarter. We're just underway here at Wymore. Singleton with the basketball. Singleton, left side, Pernetta. Pernetta works between the rings, got a pick set there by Meese, now goes across to Warford with the basketball. Warford dribbles between the rings. Irish setting in a 2-1-2 zone defense here now. They're zoning it up. Pernetta, right wing, wants to come to Singleton on the near side. Singleton holds the ball. Limron comes out to challenge him here a bit. Around the outside perimeter, Warford with the ball. Warford's a shooter. You got to watch that young man. Warford fakes the shot from three. Inside the paint, Meese. Shot is up, no. Ball tipped away by Simon. Simon got it out to Jack Stice. Stice down court with the ball. Feeds Simon. Free throw line. Tried to go into Freshel. Pass stolen away. Break the other direction. Singleton driving lay-in up, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Southern. They kick it out to Meese on the left side. He launches a three that's off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Freshel. Freshel being harassed in backcourt defensively by Pernetta. Gets it up to Stice. Jack Stice into forecourt Limron. Now Stice on the pass across, lobs it over to Freshel. Into the corner, Cole Taft for three. Short off the rim, rebound Matt Walk. Walk pulls it down, gives his outlet pass again to Cyan Singleton. Singleton slowly up court with a basketball. Irish up by one if you're just tuning in. 4-3, Sacred Heart with the lead early in the ballgame. 4:42 to play in the first quarter. Cooper Warford hasn't shot the ball yet. On the far side, a cross-court pass is lobbed. It's going to be touched by Stice last, I believe, and they're going to say the basketball will stay with the Southern Raiders. Singleton will inbound it. He'll trigger it in on the baseline, left side under his own backboard. Singleton to lob it in to Warford. Cooper Warford, guarded by Stice. Pass up to Pernetta, back to Warford. He tries to penetrate, and he travels with the basketball. It'll be a turnover to give it back to Sacred Heart. 4:29 to play here in the first quarter, 4-3. Irish with a single-point lead. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Simon tosses into Jack Stice. He'll come down and set the offense. Stice gives to Limron. The cross-court pass. Warford with the steal. Warford driving. Lays it up. Couldn't get it. And the rebound. Brought the other direction. Back in a hurry comes Limron. feeds it into the corner of the pass, tipped away, goes off the fingertips of Alex Meese, and it goes out of bounds. The basketball is going to belong to the Irish. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball playing it in the corner. Stice to trigger it in. Into Lemron, back it comes to Stice. Lemron on the elbow, on the right wing. Across court pass it goes. Back again to Stice. Open look. Stice got it! Jack Stice nails a three from the corner on the right side. Oh, they're going to call that a two. I thought he had a three down there. It's going to be a two-pointer for Jack Stice. And a score, 6-4. There's a three from the left wing that's up and off, no good. Singleton with the rebound. Follow shot, can't get it. Simon battling down there with Walk for that. Got the rebound. That was a three. I thought so. It had to be. Here's a shot up from off the back of the iron that doesn't go. Ball is tipped around. Down court pass. It comes on the right elbow. Handling the ball. Inside traffic. Driving Leon up and good. Cooper Warford with his first 2 points. And we're tied at 6 apiece. That was a three by Jack Stice earlier. He got it to drop from three-point range. All tied at 6. Into the corner. Stice again for three from the right side. This one rims off. No good. Warford has the rebound. Cooper Warford, spin move into forecourt. Backs it out at the top of the free throw circle. Kicks it over to the right elbow. Singleton with the basketball. Singleton kicks to the corner. Pernetta. Pernetta on the dribble. Has the ball tipped away by Lemron. It'll go out of bounds off of Lemron. It'll stay with the Southern Raiders. Substitutes into the ball game. Cale Ames checks into the contest. Ames in now for Southern High. See who else came in off the bench. We're going to have Pax Adams in the ballgame. Adams and Ames both into the lineup. This is Pax Adams. Feeds it into the corner to Cale Ames. Back it comes to Adams. Now Warford. Warford dribbling in, driving, laying up and good. Cooper Warford, his second bucket. It's an 8-6 lead now for the Southern Raiders. Raiders. Not used to this business of two different colors on the scoreboard up here. The home team is in green. The guests are in red. That's something we're not used to seeing. 2 minutes, 15 seconds to play first quarter. 8-6, Southern leading Sacred Heart by two. Here's Freshel. Ball dribbled away. Stolen by Warford. Cooper Warford down court. In the paint. Nope, I think they're going to say he traveled. Too many steps there. Tried to put a little NBA move on him. And it'll turn the ball back over to the Irish. Inbound the ball to Stice. Jack Stice, 6'2 senior, with the ball on the dribble. Hands off to Lemron. Lemron up top finds Simon with the basketball. Down to Cole Taft, into the corner, back to Stice to Taft. Lemron, lap pass to the corner. In traffic, Freshel, open look, Taft for three, got it. Cole Taft nails a three. All nine of Sacred Heart's points have come on three-point shots. One by Taft, one by Stice, and one by Freshel. 9-8, Sacred Heart by one. A minute and a half to play. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Warford backs it out, across court pass. Dribbling to the baseline. Left side with it is Pax Adams. He can't get in there. Back to Cale Ames. Meese now with the ball. Alex Meese lands in the lane with it, kicks it out to Warford. Warford for three, off the iron, no. Rebound Singleton, back to Warford, driving lay-in. Warford couldn't get it. Ball tipped around, Stice tipped it out. It went off of Jack Stice's fingertips, touched last by the Irish, and it'll be Southern's basketball. Now into the ball game comes Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe, a 6'2 sophomore. He'll come in and replace James Freshel. Kanabe on the floor, Freshel takes a breather. 9-8, Sacred Heart up by one. 1:05 to go. Here's a shot from the corner, in and out. Rimmed around, rebound. They get it back for another try for a lay-in. Whistle and a foul. Tony Brunetta put that three up. Then he tried to put a follow shot up. He'll be fouled and be at the line. Foul is going to be called on Jack Stice. That's his first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Irish. Pernetta at the line, shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Tony Pernetta ties it up at 9 apiece now with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 9. Second shot is up and good. Pernetta got them both. That's weird how this scoreboard changes colors on the score up here. On the right side with it, handling the basketball, Brendan Limrod into the corner. Another three is up and off for Stice. Limrod with the rebound. Stice gives off to Simon on the corner. Dribbling is Cole Taft. In traffic, Limrod, Stice, had an open look, decided not to take it from the right side. He hit that one just a moment ago. Now Limrod will try the three. It's off the iron. Nope, and the rebound taken away by Pax Adams. Adams, outlet pass to Warford with 22 seconds to go in the quarter. 10-9. Southern is up by one here. 15 seconds to go. They're going to play for one shot. Meese back up top to Warford. 10 seconds to go. Limrod comes out after Warford. Meese tries to set a pick for him. Warford now goes into the paint. Puts a shot up off. No good. Rebound Simon. No chance for a shot. After one quarter, 10-9 your score. Irish down by one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you in Wymore, Nebraska, Southern High School. After one quarter, the Southern Raiders are leading the Sacred Heart Irish 10-9, a one-point ball game. Sacred Heart's points have all come on three-point shots. Cole Taft, Jack Stice, and James Freshel each have a three-pointer for their total of nine. Cooper Warford leads the way for the Raiders. He's got 4 points of the Raiders' 10. Southern's basketball as we move into the second quarter. The inbound pass comes into Warford. Cooper Warford, the junior point guard, with the dribble to the left side to Pax Adams. Adams across court pass. Prunetta picks up his dribble. Oh, he now dribbles to the right side, down deep in the corner. Limrod comes out to get him. Prunetta, spin move, almost lost it. Around to Warford. It comes on the left side. Warford kicks to the corner. That's Pax Adams. Adams looks inside. Can't get the pass there. Prunetta backs back up top again to Warford. Warford to the near side. Pax Adams for three. Can't get it. Freshel saves the ball from going out of bounds and then very alertly put it off the foot of Alex Meese. I was wondering why Freshel just didn't let it go out of bounds, but he grabbed it, realized where he was at, and then had to throw it off of Alex Meese's foot to preserve the possession. Down court, Limrod off to Cole Taft. Back to Limrod on the right wing. Taft with the basketball. They just play catch with it here, lobbing the ball back and forth. And it goes to Stice, right side. Simon, he's been awfully quiet offensively. Here's Freshel in traffic. He's in trouble. Kicks it back to Taft. Taft to the corner. Back to Freshel. Freshel hands to Taft for three from the corner left side. No. Rebound. Limrod wanted to go with a bounce pass to try and get it to Simon, and it's stolen away by Alex Meese. Boy, they've taken Joe Simon completely out of the offense here. They haven't been able to get the ball into Simon at all underneath the basket. 10-9. The lead is one for Southern. 6:27 to go in the first half. We're at Wymore, Nebraska tonight, Southern High School. Prunetta with the dribble, hands to Pax Adams, working the outside perimeter outside of this zone defense here by the Irish. Now trying to drive the baseline is Adams. Meese with a shot off the glass that doesn't go. Rebound into the corner. Open look three from the baseline right. It doesn't go. Rebound Stice. Stice dribbles out of traffic with it. Jack Stice with the rebound. Down to Limrod. He pulls up for three from the corner. It doesn't go. Simon down there battling for the rebound. Warford tipped it out of bounds. Off of Warford, it'll belong to the Irish. Back into the ballgame is Singleton. Singleton checks in for Pax Adams. inbounding the ball. Lemron, oh, nice feed to Stice. Plays it up and good. Lemron laid it into the hands of Jack Stice. The 6'2 senior has 5 points now, lead scoring for the Irish. 11-10, the lead is back to Sacred Heart by one with 5:39 to go in the first half. Singleton down deep in the corner, guarded by Freshel, tosses back to Warford. Meese in the paint. Left wing with it, that's Pernetta. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket. Tony Pernetta, he's got 4 points. And it's 12-11, seesaw contest. The lead is back to Southern. Simon to the near side. Stice for three off the back iron. No, couldn't get it. Rebound. Pernetta to Singleton. He'll bring the ball up court and set it up for the Southern Raiders. Tony Pernetta on the dribble. Guarded by Lemron. Singleton. 12-foot jumper left side off the glass. No. Rebound. Coming down with it is Lemron. He pushes it down court. Lemron has it to Stice in the corner. Feeds into Simon. Simon goes up with a shot. No basket. Simon scored it, but they fouled him on the floor before he put the shot up. That was a foul well spent there by Southern, because that was going to be a sure two for Simon if they let him go. Fouls on Cale Ames. On Ames, his first personal. First team foul of the quarter. There's a three on the way up and good by James Freshel. Freshel with his second three-pointer. He's got six. 14-12. Irish back up by two. We've had five lead changes already in the ballgame. Been a seesaw contest here. Every basket is a lead change. Singleton has the ball. Finds Warford with a pass. Sacred Heart still in the 2-1-2 zone. There's a nice steal by Lemron. Down court, he had Taft out ahead of him. Lemron has the ball tipped away from him by Tony Pernetta. And now into the ball game, Kyler Sipple checks in. Sipple in for Cole Taft. Sipple, 5'10 sophomore, making his first appearance in the game tonight. Inbound the pass from Sipple to Lemron. Lemron, top of the key, finds Sipple. Oh, nice feed underneath the Freshel from Stice. Freshel can't get the basket. Stice found him on the baseline with a nice pass under there. Whistle and foul is going to be on Singleton, Cyan Singleton. That is his first personal. Team foul number two at the free throw line, shooting two shots, James Freshel. The first one is up and off, no good. Freshel has 6 points on a pair of threes. Simon will take a breather, and to replace him, Cooper Kanabe on the floor now. Kanabe, a 6'2 sophomore. Second free throw is up and good for James Freshel. He's got 7 points. And it's a three-point Sacred Heart lead, 15-12. Spin move, walk in the corner. Out to Warford. No place to go. Now Singleton underneath, the ball tipped away with the steal. Stice is going to take it all the way down, driving lay-in up and good. Nice job by Jack Stice. He's got 7 points now in the ballgame. And it's 17-12, Irish by five. Timeout taken, Southern. 3:43 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3.
Back with you at Wymo, Nebraska Southern High School. Sacred Heart up now by 5, 17-12, with 3:43 to play in the first half. This is the biggest lead of the game for either team. We've had 6 lead changes. Sacred Heart currently with a 5-point advantage. We mentioned during the pregame, Southern has not played since the first round of UDECAS. They've had a very long layoff and very few practices. Weather-related issues here for them. Singleton in the paint. Fed it underneath. No shot there. Now Meese from the right side for three. Off no good. Had a great job pulling down the rebound for the Irish by Cole Taft. Taft feeds it underneath there. Simon in traffic. Stice free throw line jumper in and out. Oh, it rolled around and wouldn't drop for him. Stice had a nice look there right from the free throw line. Couldn't get it to fall. 17-12. The lead is 5 for Sacred Heart. We near the 3-minute mark here in the first half. Preschel tips the ball back to Meese. Stolen away. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after Meese has it. To Warford in the paint. Floater. Warford up and got it. Cooper Warford. He's got 6 points now as he lays that one in for Southern. And the lead is cut back to 3, 17-14. 2:48 to go first half. Sacred Hearts basketball. Cole tapped into the corner. Stice feeds into Simon. Simon's pass tipped away. Freshel gets it back. Freshel in traffic. Can't get a shot. Stice for 3. In and out. Doesn't go. Ball tipped around. Simon comes up with it right back. It comes to Stice. Jack Stice on the right wing. Bounce pass. Cole Tapp stands between the rings, top of the circle. 2:24 to go. First half. 17-14. Irish by 3. Jack Stice with a dribble. Lob pass goes in with it to Simon. Simon works into the corner. Open look 3. Lemrod over the top. Missed everything. Cooper Warford there for the rebound. Warford will bring the ball up court now for the Raiders to set it. Inside to Meese. Meese is double team, triple team. Warford. Warford around the defender. Feeds it underneath. Oh, moving toward the basket. Shot is up and good by Tony Prunetta. Prunetta put it in. And the lead is down to 1 now. 17-16. Irish up by a single point. Simon picked up the dribble to Cole Taft in the corner left side. Skip pass comes up top with it. Kyler Sipple feeds Stice in the corner. Stice finds Sipple with the pass. Around it goes again. Cole Taft in traffic. There's Stice dribbling to the baseline, driving, laying up, and good. Nice move to the basket by Jack Stice. Stice with 9 points now in the ballgame for the Irish. And the lead is back to 3, 19-16. Into the corner. Players on the floor all over the place. Meese with a long three that doesn't go. It touches the support. That's out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Lemron checks back in. He'll replace Sipple. Lemron into the game for Sipple. Singleton back into the game for the Southern Raiders. 1:12 to go in the first half. Sacred Heart with a 3-point lead, 19-16. Been a tight contest here. They were up by 5 a little bit ago. In traffic, the ball not being handled well. Simon did a good job. They get it back to, oh, the pass way over the head of Jack Stice. He had no chance to go up after that one. And the ball goes out of bounds. Less than 1 minute to go here now. 55 seconds to play in the first half. Irish clinging to a 3-point advantage, 19-16. Simon with a steal, tips it to Cole Taft. Back it comes to Simon, and now Taft will push the ball down the court. 42 seconds to go. Taft tries to go down the lane. He will be fouled. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. The foul is going to be called on Prunetta. That's his first and the third team foul of the quarter. Just 39 seconds to play in this first half. Irish with a 3-point lead. Here's a 3 from the corner, up and good by Cole Taft. Taft's second 3-pointer of the night. He's got 6. And the lead is 6. Biggest lead for either team. Lots of action as Warford tries to make a move to the basket. He's going to be fouled. Let's see who they put this one on. It's going to go on Cole Taft. On Taft, his first team foul of the quarter on the Irish. 6-point Sacred Heart lead, 22-16, 28 seconds to go. Nearly stolen by Taft. Singleton gets the ball back to the near side. Prunetta feeds it into Warford. Watch out, Warford against Simon. Shot is up and off, no good. Rebound, Stice. 15 seconds to go. They might want to slow it down and play for one here. Stice gives a pass to Simon. Over it comes to Lemrod. 7 seconds, 6 seconds with the ball. Freshel in the paint to the corner. 2 seconds. Shot at the buzzer. A long three doesn't go for Cole Taft. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Southern High Raiders 22-16, our halftime score. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Are you ready to kick off a healthier year? We've got the tips to make those New Year's resolutions stick. Tip 1, start small. Break down your big goals into achievable steps. Tip 2, buddy up. Grab a friend or family member to join you on your journey. It's more fun and motivating together. Tip 3, mix it up. Don't get bored. Try new activities to keep things exciting. Lastly, tip 4, celebrate wins. Acknowledge your progress and you'll be more likely to stay on track. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a healthier, happier New Year.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the Southern High Raiders 22-16. Let's look at the individual numbers for Southern. Cooper Warford with 6 points. Tony Pernetta also has 6. 2 for Cyan Singleton and 2 points for Matt Walk for their total of 16. From the free throw line, Tony Pernetta made 2 in a row. They are 2 out of 2 from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Jack Sice leads the way. He has 9 points at halftime. James Freshel with 7, and Cole Taft has 6, for their total of 22. From the free throw line, the Irish made 1 out of 2 free throws in the first half. Score by quarters, Southern led after 1 period, 10-9, and at the half, the Irish are up 22-16. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kirk Hillman at the Sunny 101.3 Studios for 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, followed by an update of your local weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you. Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan with your weather for the tri-state area. A dense fog advisory will last through early tomorrow afternoon, with a winter weather advisory in effect throughout tomorrow morning. As we make our way through the middle of the work week, we'll see a low starting to make its way into the Midwest, bring to our area the chance for rain as well as freezing rain. This will continue as we make our way into Thursday morning, before we see a brief period in this weather throughout the day on Friday. However, we do see a brief period of rain into Friday night, lasting into Saturday morning, before we see calm weather return by Saturday night, taking us into the beginning of next week. As we make our way throughout the week and into the weekend, we'll see high temperatures climb to above the average high for this time of year, which is right around 35 degrees. As we take a closer look at the forecast, this evening we'll see areas of fog as well as areas of rain and freezing rain. Cloudy skies in a low of 32 degrees. Tomorrow, areas of fog with a chance of freezing rain and rain throughout the day. Cloudy skies in a high of 35. We'll see a chance of rain and patchy fog Wednesday night. Cloudy skies in a low of 31. I'm weatherology meteorologist Patrick McMillan on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shatomugi Kid Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 5th, the 6-week camp teaches your 4 to 6-year-old the basics of Taekwondo and a simple, effective bully defense, and boosts their confidence. Sign up today. Space in the Shatomugi Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts. 402-380-3383.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Farmland City Supply. We take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore. We've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to Southern High School. I'm Randy Gatula with you. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading the Southern High Raiders at the half. 22-16 is our score. In the other games played earlier this evening here, we had a win for the Sacred Heart girls in that varsity contest. 57-27 was the final. In the boys' JV game, Sacred Heart with the win, 45-27 in that one. We have a final from Pawnee City. The Pawnee City girls have defeated Lewiston. The final in that one is Pawnee City 56 and Lewiston 20. They're running quite a bit behind us. They just finished up that girls' varsity game. Again, that information courtesy of our friend R.J. Hickey in Pawnee City. We appreciate that. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for these broadcasts on Sunny 101.3 is Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas. Sacred Heart listeners, don't forget, John Nixon will be on the air here on Sunny 101.3 in about 48 hours. This coming Thursday night. The Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Johnson Brock Eagles in a girl-boy doubleheader, and John will have the call for you here on Sunny. Then this coming Friday night, I will be in Fall City over on our sister station, KTNC. The Fall City Tigers hosting the Weeping Water Indians. Also, a girl-boy doubleheader. Yours truly will have the call for you on that one. So lots of basketball coming up yet this week. Next week, we've got the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC Conference Tournaments. Area teams competing in that. We'll watch those games as they proceed, and we'll have some coverage possibly on both stations. We'll see how those first-round games go, and then John has to make some decisions for us on where we're going. But both the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC coming up next week, and we'll have some coverage of select games for you. Right now, we've got a lot of wood to chop here yet tonight at Wymore. 22-16, the Irish up by 6. That's their biggest lead and the biggest lead by either team in that first half. 6 lead changes in the first half. Back and forth, 1 to 2 points most of the way. And now referee Gary Pence just turned and asked me if I was ready. Gary Pence, a good friend of mine, running the referee crew here tonight. They always check with the score table, but he just nodded to me, Randy, are you ready? And I said, yes. So we're ready to go. Irish with the basketball. Inbound the pass, top of the key, Lemron with it. Comes to the near side on the left. Cole Taft tries to drive to the left side baseline, can't get there. Man-to-man defense by the Southern Raiders, a pressuring man-to-man. They're all over the Irish now. They give it inside to Simon. Freshel in the paint. One dribble. Back up to Simon, free throw line. Simon kicks to the corner. Jack Stice driving baseline left side, no shot. Back to Taft it comes. Taft on the dribble. Singleton out after him on the man-to-man. Taft goes around him. 5-second call. Taft dribbled a little too long, and it'll turn the ball over and give it back to the Raiders. We've played nearly a minute here of the third quarter. The score still 22-16. Irish, 6-point advantage. Singleton with the basketball. Cyan, C-Y-A-N, his first name. Cyan Singleton on the dribble. Up to Cooper Warford. Warford, the junior ball handler. Feeds the ball into Meese. Alex Meese finds Warford once again baseline right side. Cooper doesn't take the shot. Hands up to Singleton. Over to the left side, Prunetta. There's Warford for three. Got it. Cooper Warford has 9 points as he nails a three. And it's 22-19. The lead is down to three now for the Irish. Into Simon. Simon tries to move to the basket. Can't get back in there. Across it goes to Stice on the far side. Between the rings, back up to Lemron. Stice goes inside. There's Simon. Takes it to the basket. He'll be fouled. Joe Simon been very quiet here tonight. He has not scored tonight. He's fouled there by Alex Meese on Meese's first personal, first team foul of the quarter. And that'll put Joe Simon at the line to shoot two shots. The first free throw is on the way up. Back iron off, no good. Simon will have a second shot coming here. 22-19. Irish with a 3-point lead. Simon will try and make it four. The shot is up. It's off also. Couldn't get that. Missed them both. Joe Simon remains scoreless here, the big man. He averages 13 points of all game for the Irish, and so far this defense from Southern has kept Joe Simon away from the basket. 22-19. The lead is three right now. 6:05 to go here in the third quarter. There's Warford in the paint. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Beats it underneath. Reverse lay-in up and off. No good. Simon battles for the rebound. Wait a minute. Whistle and a foul on the floor. Probably going to go on Cole Taft. Taft was battling for that loose basketball down there, and that's right. Taft picks up his second personal team foul, number one of the quarter. Bob the pass to the top of the circle to Warford. Taft comes out after him at the top of the key. Though they tried to thread the needle inside. Singleton ended up with the ball. They were looking for Cale Ames under the basket. Now Freshel's back there covering him. Across it goes. The ball tipped away and stolen. Jack Stice with the basketball. Stice down court. He gets knocked to the floor. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Southern. The foul is going to go on Tony Prunetta. On Prunetta, his second personal team foul number two of the quarter on the Raiders. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Irish will play it in on the baseline under their own basket in the corner, right in front of the Southern cheerleaders. Set to inbound it on the south end here. They get it in. Oh, it was tipped away from Simon and stolen by Warford. Stice is back with him. Shot is up. Good job by Stice. Got in front of Warford, prevented the layup. Fast break the other way. Cole tapped. Tapped across court. Bounce pass. Looking into Freshel. Freshel in traffic. Goes into Simon. Bounce pass. Open look. Tap. Left side driving. Floater. Tap. Off. No good. Rebound Meese. Irish come away empty handed. Sacred Heart still up by three. 22-19. Good defense by Stice. Tip that ball away from Warford. Warford gets the ball back. Pass across court for Nada. Warford top of the circle. Just inside the 5 minute mark now of the third quarter. 4:55 clock running. In traffic. Meese. Working toward the hoop, a floater, up and good. Nice move to the basket for Netta. He's got 8 points. 22-21, Irish up by one. They led by six. Sacred Heart has not scored in this quarter. We've played 3.5 minutes of the period. The Irish are scoreless. Here's a steal by Singleton. Singleton driving lay-in, up and good. Well, Sacred Heart's passing has gotten a little bit lazy on occasion, and that cost them a turnover. Timeout taken. Sacred Heart with 4:24 to go in the third quarter. 23-22. Southern up by one. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Wymore, Nebraska Southern High School. 4 minutes, 24 seconds to play in our third quarter. 23-22. Southern Raiders up by one. Southern has opened with a 7-0 run here in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter to go from a 6-point deficit at the half to where they are now up by one. When play is resumed, the basketball is going to belong to the Irish. Cole Taft is going to inbound it on the side in forecourt. Sacred Heart going from my right to left, from north to south here in the Wymore Gymnasium. Inbound the pass. They give it in to Simon. Simon hands it up to Lemron. There's Taft for three. It's off the rim. No. Simon with the rebound goes up with a follow shot. He'll be fouled. The foul is going to be called on Cale Ames. On Ames' second personal, team foul number three. And we'll have Joe Simon back at the line to shoot two shots. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight, has not scored. This free throw is on the way up and couldn't get it. Sat there on the rim and rolled off. He'll get another attempt. Joe Simon, a chance to tie the ball game here at 23 if he can hit this one. Shot is up. Good. He got her. Simon got that one to drop. We're tied at 23 apiece. 4:13 to go, third quarter. All tied up. We haven't settled a thing thus far. Southern with the basketball. Tony Pernetta beats to the corner right side. Ames, top of the key. Warford. They kick it all the way back up to Singleton. Cyan Singleton, the senior, holds it above his head. Goes to Warford with the pass. Cale Ames, turnaround shot in the paint. Meese off, no good. There's Simon with the rebound. Joe Simon. It's the outlet pass out to Stice. Stice into forecourt, right back to Simon, top of the key. Simon feeds to the left side, looking for Taft. They're in Taft's face with his pressuring defense. Taft puts it back up. Taft finds Freshel with the pass. Freshel goes to Lemron. Underneath, oh, they tried to put it into Simon. Good defense there by Alex Meese. Irish just haven't been able to get the inside game going at all tonight. Credit the defense here for Southern. Inbounding the pass under the basket. They lob it up top. Freshel in the lane. And they'll reset it. Jack Stice dribbles between the rings. He comes to the top of the circle. Stice gives to Lemron left side. Lemron almost had it taken away. Again finds Freshel. Stice for a long two. In and out. Ball tipped away. It's going to be tipped away by Lemron, and it'll be Southern basketball. Back into the ball game for the Southern Raiders. Pax Adams checks in. Adams in for Cale Ames. 3:07 to go, third quarter. All tied at 23 apiece. Irish led it by 6 at halftime. A little bit of pressure now being applied by Sacred Heart, picking them up here at half court. In the corner, Pax Adams. Adams passes back up to Warford. Now Singleton with the basketball. Singleton into the lane, right side of the bucket, baseline. Goes to Warford. Long three from the corner off, no good. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Southern. Good job for the Irish down there battling for that rebound. Raiders get whistled for the foul. See who they put this one on. That's going to be on Pax Adams. His first personal, team foul number 4. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 23 all. This is Lemron with the basketball. Goes to Simon at the top of the key. Now Stice goes back to Simon once again. Jack Stice stands between the rings near the midcourt circle. Passes to the right side to Cole Taft. Inside Simon off the glass, up and good. They finally got the ball worked into Joe Simon. Simon with his first field goal, and Joe's got 3 points, and the Irish go back up by 2, 25-23. Here come the Raiders. Singleton beats up Pernada. Pernada finds Warford with the pass. Warford guarded by Cole Taft, now picked up by Lemron as he backs it out. Lob pass to the right side. That's Singleton. Wanted to dribble to the baseline right side. He couldn't get there. Goes right back to Warford with a pass. Warford feeds it on. Nice pass. Warford found Pax Adams waiting under the basket. Adams laid it in, and we're tied once again at 25 all. 1:30 to go here in the third period, all tied up. You just get the feeling there's a pass looking for Simon, stolen away by Singleton. You just get the feeling this thing's going to come right down to the wire. It's been that close. The Irish did lead by 6 at halftime, but that's been the biggest lead by either team here. Numerous lead changes. I believe we've had 8 lead changes now and 3 ties. 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Ball is kicked, goes off the foot of one of the Irish players. The basketball is going to belong to the Raiders. Pax Adams comes over. He will inbound the pass in front of the Southern bench. Lobs it up to Warford. Warford at midcourt. Top of the key, Warford on the dribble. Flips to the left wing, Pernada. Down deep in the corner, Pernada took it to Pax Adams. Ball deflected away. Jack Stice with good defense. Stice tipped the ball. It goes out of bounds. Pernada gets it back. He'll inbound the ball to Warford. All tied at 25 all, less than a minute to go here in the third quarter. 49 seconds, the clock ticking away. Here's a three from the corner, off the iron, no, a fight for the rebound. Good job by Cole Taft. He had position there on Cyan Singleton, and Singleton gets called for the personal. On Singleton, his first, that is team foul number 5 of the quarter, and we're going to shoot free throws with Cole Taft at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots. Taft has 6 points on a pair of threes, 1 in the first quarter and 1 in the second quarter. Here shooting 2 free throws. Cole Taft, the first of 2. The shot is on the way. It's up and good. Sacred Heart has now made 3 of 7 from the free throw line. Second shot for Cole Taft is on the way up. It's good also. Got them both. 4 of 8 now from the line. Taking a break will be Lemron, or no, let's see, Cole Taft will come out and take a break. In to replace him now is Cooper Kanabe. Down court they come with the ball. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Think that one's going to go on Lemron, on Brendan Lemron. That is his first, team foul number 2 of the quarter with 41 seconds to go in the third period. Sacred Heart up 27-25, 35 seconds to go. Pernado on the dribble. Now goes into the paint. Ball away shot. Blocked nicely by Simon, but the rebound is pulled down. Now stolen away by Stice. Stice with the steal. Plenty of time here. Down court, Jack Stice being guarded by Singleton. Gets it across the timeline to Freshel. Back up top, it comes to Stice. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. They'll play for 1 here. Jack Stice on the dribble. Singleton goes after him. Singleton knocks Simon to the floor, and a whistle and a foul on Cyan Singleton, and that'll put Simon back to the line to shoot two shots. Simon was set, had the pick set, and Singleton just knocked him to the floor. Joe Simon, one out of four from the line so far tonight, has 3 points. Here shooting two shots. The first one is on the way. It's up. It's good. Simon has made two in a row now. That gives the Irish a three-point lead, 28-25, with 8.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Joe Simon, second free throw is up. It's good. He got a vote. Simon's hit three in a row. He's got 5 points now, and it's a four-point Irish lead. 8.5 seconds to play here in the quarter, 29-25. Irish on top. They'll come down in a hurry. To the right side, jump shot on the way. Warford off, no good. It's tipped around. Rebound, Simon tries to launch a shot. He wanted a foul. After three quarters, the Irish lead by four, 29-25. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Southern Raiders led after one quarter by a single point, 10-9. Sacred Heart led by six at halftime, 22-16. Southern came back and took the lead away from the Irish, and now Sacred Heart has managed to go up by four after three quarters, 29-25. We got an exciting 8 minutes of basketball coming up here, I have a feeling. It'll be Southern's basketball. We move into fourth quarter action. The inbound pass to Cyan Singleton. Singleton across court to Pineda. Pineda takes one dribble back to the top of the key to Singleton. Oh, ball tipped away by Stice. Almost got the steal there. Stice tipped it and tried to get it back to Pineda. Ball goes clear to the other end where the cheerleaders have to recover it. 7:47 to go in the ballgame. 29-25. Irish by four. Southern's basketball. Cyan Singleton to Meese in the corner for three. Off, no good. Rebound. Freshel spinning around in backcourt. Get it back to Freshel from Stice. Into the corner left side. Simon holds the ball. Joe Simon, top of the key to Jack Stice. Irish up by four with the basketball. 7:24 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Simon, top of the free throw circle to the left elbow, Stice. Underneath it goes Freshel. Free throw line, Lemron from the right corner. A three, up and good by Cole Taft. Taft's third three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures. 11 points now for Cole Taft. 32-25, biggest lead by either team now. A seven-point lead for the Irish, 32-25. At the seven-minute mark to go in the ballgame, we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the baseline. Let's see who this one's on. James Freshel is called for the personal. On James, his first, team foul number one of the quarter. Inbound the pass. Singleton grabs up the loose basketball. Singleton to the near side, finds Pineda. Pineda aims. Now into Meese. He's double-teamed immediately. Meese, turnaround, fall-away shot, up and good. Hey, that was a sweet move by Alex Meese. His first points of the night, a two-pointer, makes it 32-27. The lead is back to five. Simon holds the ball, gives up to Lemron. Chasing Lemron defensively is Pineda. Now it comes to Freshel. Freshel for three, got it! James Freshel in double figures. He's got 10 points. Freshel nailed the three from the top of the key. Now we got a reach-in foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Cole Taft. On Taft, that is his third personal, second team foul of the quarter on the Irish. 35-27, your score. Irish up by 8 at the 6-minute mark to go in the ballgame. An 8-point lead, biggest lead for either team. Irish need to get a stop here. Try and preserve that lead, handling the ball. Cale Ames all the way up top to Cooper Warford. Warford for 3, off the rim, tipped around, out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. That went off of Alex Meese down there battling for the rebound. So now, Sacred Heart, inside of 6 minutes to go, 5:51 on the game clock. Enjoying their biggest lead of the contest. Up by 8, they have the basketball. Jack Stice into forecourt. Stice working the dribble. Gets a pass to Lemron in the corner. Underneath it goes to Simon. Simon at the hoop, lays it up and good. Joe Simon later in. He's got 7 points now in the ballgame, and it's a 10-point lead. Sacred Heart has opened up a 37-27 lead with 5:25 to go on Simon's basket. Now we're going to have a reach-in foul called on the Irish. Yes, it is, on Cole Taft. Taft just picked up his fourth personal, and that's the third team foul. So Taft will leave the ballgame. In to replace him comes Kyler Sipple. Sipple checks in. Taft sets out with four personals. 5:22 to go in the contest. 10-point lead. The Irish have opened up an advantage here. Singleton with the ball to the corner. Ames for 3. Got it. Cale Ames with his first bucket of the night. Trims the lead back to 7. Just that quickly with a 3-point bucket. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Simon to the left side to Sipple. Sipple up top with it. Lemron chasing after Lemron. Trinada putting all kinds of pressure on Lemron. Lemron double team tied up. Jump ball is going to be called. And the possession arrow favors the Irish. Boy, Pineda with pressuring defense there on Lemron. He was all over Brendan. And the ball is going to belong to the Irish. On the held ball, inbounding the pass. Kyler Sipple tosses in, gives up to Simon. Simon takes it to the basket, right side. No, can't get there. Back out to Lemron. Open look, Lemron, 3 off, no good. They took the 3 and couldn't get it. Falling to the floor and traveling with the basketball is Alex Meese. He'll turn it over. Meese says, I was knocked down, to the ref. He's arguing with the man in the stripes. That usually does not end well for you. The ball is going to stay with the Irish. Alex Meese expressing his displeasure to the official on the baseline. Lob pass comes into Simon. He gets a takedown. Simon is taken to the floor. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Tony Pernada. On Pernada, that is his third personal, first team foul of the quarter. Sacred Hearts basketball under the basket. Lemron inbounds it to Stice. Lays it off the glass up and good. Jack Stice in double figures. He's got 11 points now. Lemron with the assist in the corner. Shot is up and partially blocked by Simon. Rebound, Freshel. The lead is back to 9, and the Irish have the ball with 4:21 to go in the ballgame. Freshel backs it out near the midcourt line. Now they come out after him. Freshel behind the back dribble gives to Lemron. Lemron finds Simon with it. Man, they're turning it up a notch in this man-to-man defense. Now Stice handles the basketball. Almost had it knocked away from him. He flipped it over there to Freshel. Inside of 4 minutes to go now. 3:57. Freshel up top. Lemron with it. Lemron dribbles around to the right elbow. Cole Taft on the bench here now. Kyler Sipple in the ballgame. They handle the ball into Sipple. Sipple's double-teamed. Oh, his pass is stolen away with the steal, and then the ball's going to get away out of bounds, but it's going to stay with Southern. The Raiders will keep the basketball. Alex Meese made the steal there. I'm going to put Cole Taft back into the lineup despite having 4 fouls. Timeout taken on the floor by Southern High. 3:41 to go in this basketball game. 39-30. Sacred Heart up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Southern High School Gymnasium. Randy Gatula with you here in Wymore, Nebraska. 3 minutes, 41 seconds left to play in the boys' varsity contest. The Irish up 39-30 right now. Biggest lead they had in the entire game was 37-27. They had a 10-point lead there momentarily. Been a pretty close ball game. Lots of lead changes, several ties. Sacred Heart did manage to get up by four at the end of three quarters, and now they've stretched the lead out to nine. But a lot of time left on the clock here in Wymore. 3:41. The ball will belong to the Southern Raiders when we resume action. Pineda inbounds the pass to Singleton. Sacred Heart setting back in a man-to-man defense now. With the ball, Cooper Warford, guarded by Cole Taft. Taft playing with four personals. Taft just tipped the ball away from Warford out of bounds. Dangerous defense there by Cole Taft with four personal fouls. Inbound to Singleton. Singleton works to the free throw line, lobs to Warford in the corner. Warford wanted to take the shot, goes in driving, laying up, couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And Cooper Warford will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on James Freshel. On Freshel, his second personal. Team foul number four. That's critical. That's the fourth team foul on the Irish. At the line, shooting two shots, Cooper Warford. First one is up and good. Warford now in double figures, has 10 points in the ballgame. Makes it an 8-point Irish lead. Warford will try and cut it to seven if he makes this one. The junior launches the shot. It's up. It's good. Warford hits them both. Cooper Warford now with 11 points in double figures, and the lead is down to seven. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Irish with a 7-point lead. Freshel with the basketball. James Freshel is down to Joe Simon in the corner on the left side of the basket. Simon dribbles to the top of the key. Oh, the pass almost got away from Jack Stice. Stice did a great job of chasing that one down. Here comes the pressuring defense. Gives it up to Cole Taft. You hear the chant defense from the Southern fans here. Trying to force a turnover. Their team down by seven. Irish trying to hang on with 2:43 to go in the ballgame. Stice wants to get away from Singleton. Takes it to the hoop. Fall away shot up. And got it! Stice got it down. That was one of those 720s where the ball has to go all the way around the rim twice. There's a three at the other end, up and good. Alex Meese answers quickly with a three for Southern, and the lead is down to six. Clock shows 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the ballgame. 6-point lead. There's the defense chant again from the Southern fans. Freshel gives it up to Simon on the left wing. Simon guarded closely by Alex Meese. His pass goes off again to Lemron. Lemron gets knocked to the floor hard. Driving, layup, tap, couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to Southern. Fast break the other way. Driving layup up off. No good by Warford or by Singleton. Great defense by Sight. Into forecourt. It comes to Simon. Ball tipped away from Simon. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Cale Ames. On Ames, his third personal. That's only the second team foul, though, on the Raiders. If the Raiders get down to where they need to foul, they've only got two team fouls thus far. The clock under 2 minutes to play now. 1:47 showing on our game clock. Back into the ball game comes Pax Adams for the Raiders. 1:47 to go. Irish up by six, 41-35. Sacred Heart will have the basketball under their own basket on the baseline left side. Lemron to inbound it. Lemron has to hurry. Lobs it up, finds Freshel. Freshel on the left wing. Dribbles to the top of the free throw circle between the rings. Working one-on-one against Warford. Gets it off to Cole Taft. Taft with the ball. A minute 35 to go. Taft with the dribble out near the midcourt line. Comes to the near side with it to Simon. After Simon is Meese here. He holds the ball in the air. Gives it across into Lemron. Irish doing a good job of running clock here. There's a whistle and a foul on Pernada. That's his fourth personal. Still just team foul number three, however. And the clock, meanwhile, has wound down to 1:25 to go. Sacred Heart still up by 6. Boy, this has been some battle tonight here in Wymore. Sacred Heart to inbound it with a 1:25 on the clock. Cole Taft gets it in to Lemron. Lemron with the dribble. Warford comes after him to the right side. Simon handles the ball. Simon gives it up to Taft. He's double-teamed. They reach in on Taft. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Warford. But wait till the referee comes to the table. Yes, it is. Cooper Warford picks up his first personal. That is team foul number 4. So on the next foul, the Irish will be shooting free throws. The clock is wound down to a minute 17 to go. Sacred Heart up by 6. Irish will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Lob it underneath. There it is. Driving layup. Stice got it. They caught him sleeping. They found Jack Stice for the driving layup. Stice now with 15 points in the ballgame. Timeout taken. Clock down to a minute 12 to play. 43-35. Irish up by 8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Wymore. The score clock here at Southern High School shows 1 minute and 12 seconds to play. 72 seconds left to play. The Irish have expanded their lead back to 8 once again at 43-35 on that great inbound pass to Jack Stice. Stice took that in the lane and laid it off the glass. Irish by 8, Southern with the basketball. They inbound it to Cooper Warford. Warford will set the offense into the corner. Meese for a long 3, got it! Wow! Alex Meese hit that one quickly. That only took a couple of seconds off the clock. The lead is down to 5 now. Stice near the midcourt line, behind the back dribble. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be, I believe, on Cheyenne Singleton. If it is, let's see. Singleton picks up the personal. That is his 4th. At the free throw line will be Jack Stice. Stice has not been to the line tonight. He has 16 points in the ballgame. The 6'2 senior takes aim. The shot is up and good. Jack Stice now leads all scorers in the ballgame. He has 17 in the contest. Stice, second shot is up. It's good. Got them both. And that makes it a 3-possession ball game, 45-38, with 53.8 seconds to go. Doug Golds wants to take a timeout, talk to his cagers. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding area.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you here. 53.8 seconds remaining to be played. The score, 45-38. Sacred Heart up by 7. Southern will have the basketball under the Sacred Heart basket against full court pressure. Cooper Warford to inbound it. Gets it into Singleton. Singleton guarded by Taft. Quickly into forecourt comes Singleton. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Into the corner. Warford for 3 from the corner. Got it! Cooper Warford hit the 3. Suddenly the lead is back to 4. 37 seconds to go. Jack Stice is going to be fouled. Whistle and a foul on Pax Adams. Adams picks up his 2nd personal. We're shooting 2, so Stice will be back on the line. Jack hit 2 just a moment ago. Jack Stice, 17 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2. Huge free throws. Short off the front of the rim. He'll get another one. The lead is down to four now. 45-41, still with 35 seconds to go. Stice's second free throw is good. Got that one down. Stice now with 18 points. 30 seconds to go into forecourt. They give it to the right side. Dribbling in the paint from the corner. No shot yet. Taking their time. And now a whistle and timeout's going to be taken by Southern. The clock is down to 23 seconds to play. It's 46-41. Sacred Heart up by five. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula. Kirk Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. 23.9 seconds to play. The score, 46-41. Irish with a five-point lead. The basketball in the hands of the Southern Raiders, down by five. They will play it in on the side in forecourt. Singleton to inbound it. Singleton looking for the lob pass under the basket. They're not going to let that happen. Has to bring it up to the top of the key where it goes to Werfert. Werfert with a long three. Doesn't get it, but he's fouled. And the foul is going to be called on Frischel. Cooper Werfert was putting up a three, missed it. That stops the clock with 18.9 seconds, and Werfert at the line shooting three shots. He can close this up to a two-point ball game if he hits them all. Werfert is two out of two from the line so far tonight, has 14 points. He missed the first one. Werfert with 14 points. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. At the conclusion of this one, we'll give you a complete rundown. Let you know how your favorite player did tonight. Warford's second free throw is up. It is off. Missed two in a row after making two in a row. He's got a third shot coming here. 46-41. Irish by five, 18.9 seconds. Warford, his third free throw. It's on the way. This one is up. Missed it. Missed all three of them, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. Those were huge misses. And the ball got away. We got a foul, I believe, going to be called. Yes, we do. We're going to walk to the other end and shoot more free throws. Alex Meese is called for the foul. And this time, stepping to the line will be Jack Stice. Stice has made three out of four from the free throw line so far tonight. Has 18 points in the ball game to lead all scorers. Stice here shooting two shots. The first one is up. It's good. Stice's free throws here in the late going, folks, have been the difference. He's made four out of five here in the last minute. Clock is down to 15.7 seconds to play. Irish up by six now. He can make it a three-possession game if he hits this one. Shot is up. It's good. Mr. Cool Cucumber there. Jack Stice put it down. It's a seven-point Irish lead. Timeout on the floor with 15.7 seconds to go. We'll step aside. Be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Southern High School. My broadcast crew just got a lot better looking. I've got a cute little blonde put the other headsets on here. She's giggling now and listening to the ball game. Are you having fun? Yeah. All right. 48-41. Irish up by seven. 15 seconds to play. She's going to wear the headsets and see how this one finishes. Here we go. You watch the game and see if I get it right, okay, honey? When play is resumed, the basketball is going to belong to the Southern Raiders. They trail by 7. The clock is down to 15.7 seconds to go. It'll be Southern's basketball. Pernetta will inbound it. Pernetta inbounds on the baseline. Lobs it in, gets it to Cooper Warford. Warford's going to have to push it down in a hurry and pop the three here. Goes inside the paint for a driving layup. He got it. They just let him go in for the layup. Figured that two wasn't going to hurt anything. That ran the clock down to 8.3 seconds to play. And the score now stands at 48-43. We've got time to step aside for another 30-second break. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny
101.3. All right, here's the situation. There are 8.3 seconds left to play in the ballgame. The Irish with a 5-point lead, 48-43. Sacred Heart is up by 5. They just let Cooper Warford go in for the 2-point layup. Just didn't want him taking a 3. Now Sacred Heart has the basketball under the Southern basket against full court pressure. Long down court pass, Jack Stice. Stice could have took it to the hoop, did not. Instead dribbled off to the side and waited to be fouled. Foul's going to be on Singleton. On Singleton, that is his fifth personal. He will foul out of the ballgame and finish tonight with 4 points in the contest. Back at the free throw line, Jack Stice. He has made 5 out of 6 in the final minute and a half of this ballgame, and those 5 free throws represent the 5-point lead that the Irish have right now. Stice shooting 2. Shot is up. Got it. Jack Stice just keeps dumping them in. I've lost track here. Let's see. 6, 12. I believe he's got 21 points now. Shot on the way up. This one is short off the front of the rim, but the lead is back to 6. Long three-pointer at the buzzer doesn't go, and there's your ball game. The Sacred Heart Irish survive tonight here at Southern High and get the win. Your final score, Fall City Sacred Heart 49 and the Southern High Raiders 43. Don't go away. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the postgame show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3. Thank you, honey.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Why More. It's time now for our post-game show presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, your final in the boys' contest, the Sacred Heart Irish escape with a 49-43 win over the Southern Raiders. Let's look at the individual numbers. Southern led tonight by Cooper Warford. He finished in double figures with 16 points. Alex Meese added eight points also for Tony Prunetta. 4 points tonight for Cyan Singleton before he fouled out late in the ballgame. Adding three was Cale Ames, 2 points for Matt Walk, and 2 points for Pax Adams for their total of 43. From the free throw line, Southern hit 4 out of 7 from the charity stripe. Individual numbers for the Sacred Heart Irish. 3 players in double figures. A big night for Jack Stice tonight. He ended up with 21 points in the ballgame. Cole Taft also in double figures. He had 11. James Freshold chipped in 10. And Joe Simon had 7 points for Sacred Heart's total of 49. Free throw shooting, Sacred Heart made 12 out of 18. But a big string of them there in the final minute and a half by Jack Stice. Stice went 6 out of 8 from the free throw line in the last 90 seconds of the ballgame, and that ended up being the margin of victory, Stice's free throws there in the contest. From the free throw line, they made 12 of 18 for the ballgame. Score by quarters, it was 10-9, Southern up by 1 after 1 period. The Irish led by 6, 22-16 at halftime. Sacred Heart's lead was 4 after 3 quarters, 29-25, before going on to the 49-43 win. With the win, the Irish improved their record now to 9-6 on the year. The loss drops the Southern Raiders to 5-7. On the season. Tonight's postgame scoring recap has been presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, where you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect. Farm Bureau Financial Services, it's your future, let's protect it. Have a final on the Pawnee City girls over Lewiston tonight. 56-20 was the final in that one. They're running way behind us. At the end of the first quarter in the boys' game at Pawnee City, the Pawnee City Indians leading Lewiston 17-2 after one quarter. Our other scores here this evening in the girls' varsity contest completed earlier tonight, Sacred Heart with a big win, 57-27. They got the win over the Southern girls. And in the JV contest, the boys' JV game, it was 45-27, Sacred Heart with the win in that one. Don't forget, now we'll have basketball Thursday night. The Johnson Brock Eagles coming to town. Sacred Heart will be hosting them at the Rowe Activity Center. John Nixon will have the call for that doubleheader for you here on Sunny 101.3. Then this coming Friday night, I will be in Falls City. The Falls City Tigers hosting the Weeping Water Indians. You'll hear those games on our sister station, KTNC. And then next week, Pioneer Conference and ECNC Conference Tournaments. We'll have selected games for you on those. We'll keep you posted. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Kurt Kilman, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in the boys' varsity contest. It was the Sacred Heart Irish, 49, and the Southern High Raiders, 43. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.